弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace with everyone。
感谢主，我们可以再一次的在会堂一起来敬拜神。
I really thank God we can once again gather here at church to worship God。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，你该得胜。
And tonight I'd like to study with everyone the topic that you shall be victorious。
刚才我们唱的赞美诗172首，就是这个主题。
The title of the hymn that we just sang is exactly that: "Ye shall be victorious."
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
那我们人也要相信，然后要愿意坚持到底才会得到的。
Because it is the promise of God, we human beings must believe in this promise and must hold faithful to that promise so that we can achieve that promise.
这个星期我们的读经在读士师记，主要的人物就是基甸。
This past week we've been reading Judges, and the main character in all these chapters is Gideon.
那基甸他是神特别兴起的士师，他是大能的勇士。
Gideon was handpicked by God. He was a great warrior.
所以从士师记第六章开始，我们就看到他的故事。
And so his story begins in Judges chapter 6.
我们过去这一个礼拜过去这几天所读的经文都是跟基甸有关系。
And the last few days, our Bible reading has been focused on him.
那我们知道基甸他战胜了当时候的百姓的敌人米甸人。
Gideon gained the victory over the Midianites.
那因为有这个胜利他的国度就带来了40年的太平。
And because of that, he brought 40 years of peace to the land.
我们来看士师记的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 8.
第28节。
Verse 28.
士师记八章的28节。
Judges 8 verse 28.
他说这样。米甸人被以色列人制服了，不敢再抬头。基甸还在的日子，国中太平40年。
Verse 28 reads, "Thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. During Gideon's lifetime, the land enjoyed peace 40 years."
那在士师记里面的几个士师在前半段大家比较印象的，应该就是基甸这一位。
And among the first judges mentioned in the first portion of this book, Gideon is probably the most memorable.
我们知道在士师记里面记载了12位士师。
In the book of Judges, there are 12 judges that are mentioned.
那有的士师的事迹记得很多，有的就可能就是几节经文就带过去了。
Some of the judges, a great amount is recorded about them, but others.Their story just encompasses a few verses.
那如果说我们今天要从士师的身上得教训，或者是从他的所表现出的优点里面来效法，基甸应该是很主要的一位。
But if we're to learn from any of these judges, then Gideon is a good prime example.
因为到士师记的后半部。从十二章以后，我们看到这个参孙我们就通常都把它拿来做这个负面的教材，就是说这个人放纵情欲，到最后死得很凄惨。
Because starting chapter 13 and chapter 14, we start reading about Samson, and Samson's story is a precautionary tale.
因为我们都知道许多这个人的情欲那是怎样的我行我素，不管神的警告，也不管别人的。这个参孙就是一个很典型的人物。
Because Samson was a prime example of what not to do. He followed his own desires and his own lusts. He ignored the advice of human beings. He ignored the commandments of God.
他虽然是被神所兴起的士师，但是他所留下的生活却是我们会引为鉴戒的。
And so the example that he sets for us today is something that we should not try to follow.
那但是基甸，我们从士师记第六章以后，我们就看到神是如何兴起这位勇士，然后 借着他的手让百姓可以得胜，那最后国家可以太平。
But starting at Judges chapter 6, we learn how God chose Gideon, how he overcame the Israelite enemies, and how he brought peace to the land.
我们知道《数世纪》他在记录以色列百姓这段历史，其实让我们看到我们人性的这个弱点。
And the book of Judges tells us about the human weaknesses.
就是我们人常常很容易把过去的事情就忘记了。
Human beings are very forgetful. They forget the past.
特别是带领他们的这些领导人如果不在他们眼前的时候，这个世代过去了，那这个他所讲的话，他所提醒的也就忘记了。
After each judge died, then the following generation forgot the teachings of the judge and departed from God.
然后他们就跟随当地人的风俗，再就去拜偶像，离弃神，惹神发怒。
And then they followed the ways of the people of the times to worship idols.
那在这种情况底下，他们生活又陷入贫穷困苦，然后又再次呼求神，神再兴起另外一个士师来拯救他们。
And then God,
日子就这样循环下去了。
God allowed them to fall into poverty and oppression, and to be in trouble. And then they cried out to God, and God would send them yet another judge to deliver them.
那士师兴起的时候，通常都会就是目的就是要去跟仇敌对抗，所以接下来通常都有征战。
And so one of the prime missions the judge had to accomplish was to fight the enemies of Israel, and so there was always conflict.
所以在四世纪里面就看到不断的征战。
And throughout the book of Judges, there's just conflict, battle, and war.
就杀来杀去，到最后甚至你看到在百姓当中自己内战。
And even at the end, the Israelites fought among themselves with the civil war.
所以有时候看到四世纪里面的记录会觉得说，哇，这个当时候的社会这些百姓他们不知道怎么过日子的，这个日子实在是很难过。
And when we read the book of Judges, sometimes we wonder, we scratch our heads, thinking, how in the world did these people carry on like this?
那我们现在活在这个时代我们虽然现在有这个流行新冠状病毒的这个流行病但是比较他们，我们还是很平安很感谢神
And even though we're in the midst of a pandemic.It seems like when we compare our world with their world, ours is more peaceful.
我们在太平当中呢，要抓住机会来学习神的道理，来厚植我们的信仰的根基面对将来的挑战。
And despite this pandemic, we have to hold firm to our faith and draw closer to God so that we can face the future.
我们先看一下《数世纪》第六章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 6.
当神向基甸显现的时候，他这样跟他说。
When God appeared to Gideon, this is how he approached him.
第六章的第十二节。
Verse 12.
士师记六章十二节说，主的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，主与你同在。”
Verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
好，那当然那个时候以色列百姓是被米甸人压制的很辛苦的，他们。觉得说不知道怎么过日子。
The Israelites had been sore oppressed by the Midianites.
所以他们一直觉得说，神好像放弃了他们，他们看不到神的同在了。
They felt that God had forsaken them and that God no longer abided with them.
那其实原因是他们主动离弃神，拜偶像，跟随这些外邦的风俗，惹神发怒的结果。
Of course, the problem was that they had abandoned God. They had started worshiping idols, and God was angry with them.
所以，通常人在受苦的时候，第一个都是先去质问神，说神怎么不跟我同在，都没有去反省自己，说我们到底对神的话做了多少。
Very often, when human beings encounter trouble and tribulation, they wonder why God has abandoned them.
所以我们在读四世纪第一个要学到一点。
So the first lesson we can learn from reading this book of Judges is,
就是说我们的受苦，我们今天如果有任何的不顺利或是苦难，这当中一定有原因的。
That there is always a reason behind our suffering and our hardship.
圣经说我们的神是信实的神，他绝对不会改变的。
The Bible tells us that God is a faithful God, he will never change.
所以神只要应许的，他一定会这样做。
And what God promises, he will do.
那我们看生命记第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
这里说我们的神是怎么样的神。
Deuteronomy 7 describes our God.
请读第九节。
Verse 9.
来请读。
Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands.
他说他是神，他是信实的神。
But God is a faithful God.
像爱他、守他诫命的人，守约是在绝对不会改变，直到千代，就是永远的。
He will never change his covenant of love to the people who love him.
那我们今天信神的人，我们要把这个神的信实把它抓住，当作粮食来，好像对神的信心越来越增加。
So we need to hold on to this covenant of faithfulness from our God, so that increasingly day by day we can abound in Him.
那个诗篇三十七篇，我们之前所读过的经文这样说。
In Psalms 37, it's written.
我们看诗篇三十七篇第三节。
Psalms 37, verse 3.
来，请读第三节跟第四节。
Psalms 37, verse 3 and 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart.
你看第三节说，要倚靠主行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Yeah, verse 3 tells us that we can trust in the Lord, we can do good.
就是我们今天这个粮食，让我们饱足，就是一定是要包含神的信实，就是神对我们的应许。
Because God has given us this promise that we will trust in Him, do good, and dwell in the land and be blessed.
你看我们今天其实很多的恩典，都建立在神的应许上。
Because today, we receive grace upon grace based on the promises of our God.
我们现在信主耶稣基督的。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
你看我们相信说去洗礼，我们奉主耶稣的名，在圣灵的见证底下，我们的罪是被赦的，成为神的儿子。
We believe that when we go to the water baptism site, we immerse ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ in the water, and we arise and our sins are forgiven.
这是神的信实，就是有神的应许在先，才有这个恩典的了。
And this is the promise of God, His covenant, and therefore we receive this mercy.
那主耶稣也这样子应许我们，我们相信了。
And Jesus commands us and gives us this promise, and we believe in it.
他说：“信而受洗的必然得救。”
He said, "Those who believe and are baptized will be saved."
所以我们洗礼完之后，我们罪被赦，我们成为神的儿子。
And so after we are baptized, our sins have been washed away. We become children of God.
那我们愿意遵守他的命令，这个神的恩典就跟随不断。他因为他这样子应许过。
And then if we abide with God, fear Him, and keep His commandments, then He will be with us forever.
你看我们接下来洗脚礼。
And then foot washing.
那我们相信，经过主耶稣的圣名这样子洗脚之后，与他有份了。
And we believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, our feet are washed, and we will have a part with Him.
因为他应许我们现在。既然是属他的人，我们在他的产业上有份，我们在他的性情上就有份了。
Because we have a part with his life and his abundance and his blessing.
在他的国度里面，我们是有份的。
We have a part of his kingdom.
当然更是在他的荣耀里面，我们有份。
We will have a part of his glory.
所以今天我们信仰里面的一切都是建立在神的这个信实应许上。
So all of our faith in God is based upon the faithfulness of God and His promises.
那我们日常生活当中现在所做的事情，也要建立在主耶稣基督曾经给我们应许过的。
And so daily we must abide in the promises of God.
那所以你看主耶稣他没有应许我们说天色常蓝嘛。
Jesus does not promise us what
天空永远都是晴天，就是你生活永远都顺利，不会
的。What the skies will always be blue and peaceful.
他应许说，我们在苦难当中一定有平安。
But rather he says that we will have peace despite tribulation.
他没有应许我们说，我们人生的路从此就走上一条平坦的大道。
He does not promise us that we will always have a smooth sailing on the way we walk.
他告诉我们说，这条路上会有崎岖不平， 可能很难走。
But he tells us the way may be rocky and hard and difficult to travel.
但是没有关系，他说他要跟我们同行。
But he promised us, don't worry.
所以虽然很难行，但是我们一定可以走行过。
And so even if the road is hard, it will be passable.
因为他不会撇弃我们为孤儿。
Because he will not abandon us to be orphans.
这是主耶稣的应许啊。
That is his promise.
所以我们今天碰到困难的时候，有一些这个。甚至灾难发生在我们周遭的时候，绝对不能够去怀疑神的慈爱。
So if today we encounter hardship, tribulation, and trials, we should never doubt the faithfulness of God and His love.
那当时候，基甸，你看，他就直接跟神质问了：如果神跟我同在，为什么我们今天生活会这么苦？
And we can see what Gideon said. Gideon answered God, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
但是其实 是他们本身的问题啊。
Of course, the problem resided in the
Israelites. 那现在神就是要来拯救，所以特别跟基甸显现。
But now God wanted to save His people, so He appeared to Gideon.
神应许基甸说。
He promised Gideon.
看四世纪六章的第十六节。
Verse 16.
第六章十六节。
Verse 16 of Judges chapter 6.
主对他说：“我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人，如击打一人一样。”
Verse 16, the Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together.
你看，神说，我跟你同在了。
God said, I will be with you.
那表示说，现在神要用基甸，他就是要把胜利，把这个工作，交给基甸，让他去完成。
And so God was going to give Gideon the victory.
好，那这就是神，他其实在每一个时代里面都有准备他要用的人要来做拯救者。
Throughout the passage of time, God always appoints people at a certain time, certain place to work for him.
我们知道基甸的故事里面，他其实对神这样的一个应许跟呼召，他不是很肯定，他事实上一开始很怀疑的。
And when God first appeared to Gideon, Gideon was doubtful about this promise, this instruction, that this mission that he was about to impart.
因为他想说，我怎么够格做这种事呢？
Because he felt himself unworthy, insufficient to accomplish such a mission.
所以他多次跟神求要有证据。
And he kept asking God for signs.
那他要的证据，神都给他成全了。
And every sign was fulfilled by God.
所以最后他就因为已经被神选中了，他就要奋勇去征战。
And when God showed him all these signs, then he gained confidence to go and start the mission.
神是已经把敌人交在他手上，一开始就这样说。
Because God had already promised him that he would strike down all his enemies.
他说：“我跟你同在，你就必击打米甸人。”
You'll strike down all the Midianites together because I will be with you.
所以重点是神同在啊。
The most important thing is that God was with him.
如果神同在了，那可以去打仗。你不管人多人少，不管对方是谁，都没有关系了。
It doesn't matter who the enemy is, how powerful the enemy is, as long as God is with you.
好，所以我们看到第七章，这个就是米基甸率领以色列人要去跟米甸对抗。
And in Judges 7, Gideon actually goes to fight the Midianites.
那米甸人他们其实不是只有米甸一族啊，他们是东方人联合军队啊。一共有135,000人。
And the Midianites were not alone. In fact, they joined with all the other Eastern peoples. They had 135,000 men.
这些人数呢，我们是在第八章看到的。
We can gain an idea of their number in chapter 8.
这个是第八章的第十节。
Judges 8, verse 10.
因为已经有12万拿刀的被杀了，还15,000人跑掉了。一共就是135,000人。
Judges 8 verse 10 says 120,000 of the enemies had fallen dead, but there were still 15,000 left.
神要基甸去对抗的这个敌人是这么多人呢。
So Gideon was sent to battle so many people.
但是其实神已经把这个胜利交给他。
But God had already given Gideon the victory.
我们都知道最后基甸按照神的方式挑出来去打仗了，剩下300个而已。
We know that according to God's selection and choice, Gideon was left with only 300 men.
最后用300个，神说：“我用这300个就要把敌人交在你们手上，拯救你们了。”
God said to you, "This small number of men, 300, I will defeat the enemy."
好，这个是神 自己说的。
God said this.
我们看一下第七章的第七节。
Let's read Judges 7, verse 7.
神，他说我要用第七节，神对基甸说，我要用这甜水的三百个人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你的手中，其余的人都可以回家去。
Verse 7, the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place.
这个征战是神要基甸去打的。
God sent Gideon to battle.
已经跟基甸同在了。
God promised to be with him.
然后神其实是总指挥官，他告诉基甸要去选哪些人出来打仗。
And God instructed Gideon who to take with him to battle.
这一场战争在一开始的时候，其实胜败已经分得很清楚了。
And because the battle lines of victory were already written out very clearly.
就是神已经把胜利交给了以色列人了。
Meaning God had already given the victory to the Israelites.
但是他们要亲自去上战场去打仗。
But they still had to go and do the fighting.
我们看一下这个撒母耳记上的第十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上第十四章。
1 Samuel chapter 14.
这是那时候那个扫罗他们跟腓力斯人打仗的时候，约拿丹他那时候所讲过一句话。
At this point in this chapter, Saul was fighting against the Philistines, and his son Jonathan said this.
我们看第十四章的第六节。
Let's read verse 6, 1 Samuel 14, verse 6.
请读第六节。
Verse 6, Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, come, let's go over to the outposts of those uncircumcised fellows. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
这一次的战争也是一样啊，这个人数悬殊太多，以色列百姓根本是不能够跟他们打仗的了。
Here it was the same situation. The Israelites were far outnumbered by their enemies.
那其实扫罗跟约拿单他们这次要去面对非利士人更惨，他们连武器都没有。
And this was an even more sad state for the Israelites. Saul and Jonathan went, and they didn't even have enough weapons to fight with.
全军就只有扫罗跟约拿单有兵器的。
Among the whole army, only Saul and Jonathan actually had weapons.
好，那可是约拿单他对神也有信心啊。
But Jonathan had faith in God.
他很相信的说，神使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
He believed that God could deliver the victory, whether by many or by few.
就是说，神如果让我们得胜，不管我们人多少都无所谓。
So if God is with us, it doesn't matter how many we are or how few.
所以就算两个去也没关系。
If only two go, then that's perhaps already enough.
所以最后就是约拿单跟他的那个拿兵器的两个人去而已啊。
And so Jonathan went alone with his armor bearer.
这两个人去了，结果这一场战争。那个腓力斯人大败，以色列人得胜。
And here in this battle, the Israelites won, and the Philistines were defeated.
那这个就是因为神已经把胜利交给他的选民了。
That's because God had already given the victory to His people.
其实，在四世纪看回来第七章的时候
，If we turn back to Judges chapter 7,
你看神他给他的百姓胜利，超乎人所能够想象的。
Because God allowed His people to overcome such a great army.
这个三百个人最后他们是同心合意的。
The 300 worked in unity.
我们看第七章第十三节。
Let's turn to Judges 7 verse 13.
这三百个人其实最后他们联合起来就像一个大麦饼一样。
7 verse 13 likens the 300 to one barley loaf.
在第七章的第十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
这是神再一次要坚固基甸的信心的时候，让他所听到的敌人口中所说的话。
Gideon, God was trying to give him strength and encouragement, and allowed him to overhear the words of a dream from the enemy.
是神叫他去的，所以他去的时候，他们这个对话才会说，一定要说出来给基甸听到。
And when Gideon went to the enemy camp, he overheard them saying this.
他们两个人在对话，反正一定是在基甸到场听的时候，他们才会讲出来的。
And there were two enemy soldiers. When Gideon arrived, they were talking.
就是说， 你这个就这么奇妙、哦、我们人有时候在讲话讲了半天，重点都没有讲到，等到基甸出现的时候，这个话 才要讲。
And this is a miracle because those two people could have been conversing for hours, but just at the right moment when Gideon arrived, that's when they spoke this dream.
因为神就是要让基甸对他的得胜更有信心。
Because God wanted Gideon to receive encouragement.
那这个米甸人他做梦。
This Midianite had a dream.
他梦到一个大麦饼，他说滚到米甸营中。
In the dream, a round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp.
这个大麦饼就是他们一般人在吃的那个饼而已啊，不是说很大的一颗。
A loaf of barley bread is just a standard loaf. It's not giant sized.
就是我们一般人在吃的家里面用的啦。
Like a loaf of bread we would eat at home.
但是这个大麦饼它滚进这个营中，就把他们的帐幕把它倾覆了。
But when this loaf of barley bread ran into the Midianite camp, it struck the tent, and the tent overturned and collapsed.
你看，我们都看过那个打保龄球嘛，哈。
We've all seen bowling or played bowling.
那个保龄球，你那个，他会打人是要很有力啊，那个球要很动力要很快，然后说一去就把所有的那个瓶子都打翻了。
And the really good bowlers, they deliver the ball with such force that.It knocks all the pins down.
那如果没力的滚到那边没力的就倒两根而已啊。
And if the ball is thrown weakly or badly, it may just only knock down one or two pins.
但是所以你就看到这个大麦饼哦，很有力，就好像不知道它那个动能，好像它这个大麦饼里面是挂那个最强的引擎，这样冲下去的。
And this brown barley loaf had so much power in it.
啊、哦，那这个。他那个速度，他那个力量，最后把所有的，他说那个帐篷把它翻过来了。
And it struck the tent and collapsed it.
啊，那第十四节，那么自己解释说啊，这个不是别的，就是这个约押斯的儿子基甸的刀。
And verse 14, his friend responded, "This can be nothing other than sword of Gideon."
神已经把米甸跟全军交在他的手上。
God's given Midianites and the whole camp into his hands.
这是从敌人的口中所说出的话。
These were the words uttered by the enemy.
那基甸听到之后，当场跪下来敬拜神。
And when Gideon heard this, he knelt down and worshipped.
然后敬拜神之后，马上回去。
And then he returned to his own camp.
告诉他们这三百个这个精兵说：“起来。”现在神已经把米甸军队交在你们手中了。
He took his 300 men and told them, "God has given the Midianites into your hands."
那所以你看，最后这三百个人勇敢的出去征战了。
And so these 300 bravely went to the battle.
因为这三百个人其实最后就只是一个小小的大麦饼而已。
Because really 300 is just a small loaf of barley bread.
那可是这一个大麦饼被神所用。有神的能力同在以后，就变成一把锐利的刀。
But when the 300 were filled with the Spirit of God and the power of God, they became a powerful sword.
这个刀是无形的。
This sword was almighty.
这个刀不是在他们的手上。
This sword was not in their hands.
这个刀是在神的手上的。
But rather in the hand of God.
最后，我们看到结果就是米甸人他们自相残杀。
We can see that when God attacked them, the Midianites started killing each other.
所以最后这个刀是神借用敌人的刀自己杀来杀去啊。
God made the Midianites confused and started killing each other.
其实我们已经看到说神把这个胜利交给基甸的时候，就是让敌军已经开始在惧怕了。
Already, God had instilled fear into the Midianite camp.
那他们惧怕，当然，你看，他们一听到那个在喊主跟祭奠的时候，他们就大乱。
And when they heard the Israelites shout a sword for the Lord and for Gideon, they were terrified.
那这样的一个惧怕哈，其实后来出现在撒母耳记上十四章，当扫罗跟约拿单去跟非利士人打仗的时候，一样的情形。
And this happened the same way in 1 Samuel 14 when Jonathan and his armor bearer went to fight the Philistines.
那个神让那个恐惧充满了这个敌人的营中。
And he allowed fear to possess the enemy.
最后以色列百姓也全胜了。
And the Israelites became victorious.
那所以这一次我们看到这个他们得胜，其实是他们很同心的听了基甸的指示，照着去做。
The 300 men were very obedient to Gideon's instructions.
他们其实不是拿武器。
They didn't have swords in their hands.
他们去打仗，手里拿脚跟拿那个瓶子。
But instead, they had a trumpet and a jar.
那这个瓶子里面装了火把。
In the jar was a torch.
那要他们要注意看看基甸怎么做。
And they had to follow the lead of Gideon.
所以他们要去打仗。那个第七章的第十七节。
And so in Judges 7 verse 17.
你们要看我行事，我到了营的旁边怎样行你们就怎样行。
Gideon said, watch me, follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do.
第十八节说，我跟一切跟随我的人若吹角的时候，你们就在营的四围也吹角，要大声喊主和基甸的道。
18, when I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
那最后你看他们真的就照基甸所说的去做。
And so they did indeed follow Gideon and his lead.
第一件事情，他们先把那个瓶子打破。
First, they had to smash open their jar.
好，因为当吹角的时候，他们知道时间到了。
Because they knew that the time had come to blow the trumpet.
打破瓶子，那个火把的光线就出现。
Break open the jar, and then the light will emanate.
然后就大喊。
And then they shouted.
然后之后，那个敌军他们就开始互相击杀。
And then the enemy soldiers started killing each other.
好，最后这个敌军哈，就他们这样子互相杀来杀去，杀死了十二万人。
They killed 120,000 of each other.
好，那他剩下的人就跑掉了。
And the rest ran.
好，那所以我们看到，在这一次的这个第七章所记载的这个征战里面，最后他们那个征战的首领都被杀。
And so all these were dead.
就是他们这两个首领被杀之后，其他人就跑走了，逃回到他们自己的那个米甸境内去了。
When they caught the Midianite leaders and killed them, and then everyone else ran away.
那所以我们在这里看到这个得胜，在第七章所描述的就是他们愿意真的是跟随他们的领导人啊。
And so the 300 were willing to follow their leader.
他们很勇敢的。相信神会把胜利交给他们，他们去征战。
They believed that God would give them the victory.
然后他们愿意把那个瓶子打破。
They were willing to break open the jar.
所以我们都知道，这个叫做我们要愿意破碎自己。当我们愿意破碎自己的时候，这个火把就会出现了。
We know that we are the jar, and we must break open the jar, and then the light within us can shine forth.
圣经在讲这件教训的时候，在哥林多后书第四章
，in Second Corinthians chapter four，
我们看一下哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter four，
这是我们如果从属灵的角度里面去看，打破瓶子，火光会出现，然后得胜就来，是什么意思？
If we think about how we can break open the jar of clay and let the light of God shine forth, what does this mean？
第七节
，verse seven，
保罗说：“我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。”
verse seven， but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
好，第八节说：“我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不至于失望。”
we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair.
这个在提到今天。我们要对神有完全的信啊。
We have to have complete faith in God.
神托付给我们工作。
God gives us work to do.
他让我们每一个人都有一个使命。
He gives us a mission, each and every one of us.
那他也是给我们恩赐。
He gives us talent and skill and ability.
所以我们今天每一个人为主耶稣活着，都有我们应该要完成的工作。
So each of us has a mission that we need to accomplish in this world.
对保罗来说，他的职分，他的使命就是要去传福音的。
Paul's mission was to go and evangelize and preach.
这是一个神所特别给他的一个往外邦去传福音使徒的职分。
His mission was to be an apostle to the Gentiles to preach to them.
那我们人本身就像一个瓦器，实际上是很容易脆的。
So we are a
我们是一个瓦器，我们人呢？
We human beings are a vessel.
这个是瓦器，是二十六 vessel， 是一敲就碎啊。
A vessel obviously made out of clay can be easily broken。
但是虽然很脆弱，但是如果你看这个有神的托付，有神同在，就变得很有能力了。
But if God is with us, then this vessel becomes a powerful vessel。
这个能力不是我们自己的，是神的。
And this power is not ours, but is from God。
所以我们人愿意顺服神才行。
So we need to be submissive to God。
所以他这里在强调说，其实我们要愿意顺服真理，顺服主耶稣基督的引导。
We have to be submissive to the guidance and leadership of Jesus。
要知道我们的角色，我们是仆人。
So that we understand we're servants。
所以凡事都会顺服主人。
So anyone who can be obedient to God。
那这样子，那个能力就会彰显出来。
And then we will have power。
所以保罗他才说，他即使在传福音的过程当中遇到很多的困难危险，但是最后他都平安了。
So Paul writes that even though he encountered much adversity and hardship in his preaching, he still had peace.
神的工作最后都会做成的。
Because God's work would still be accomplished.
那这个就是我们人愿意破碎自己来跟从主。
This is only if we are willing to break ourselves to follow God.
就好像主耶稣说，我们今天如果不能够舍己，就没办法背十字架跟从他了。
And Jesus says that if we don't deny ourselves, then we cannot carry our own cross to follow him.
那我们看到现在他们真的得到胜利啊，但是胜利还没有完全呢。
So the Israelites were victorious, but the victory was not complete.
因为敌人还有很多人跑掉了。
Because there were still many enemies who had run away.
他们的王还没有被杀。
And their kings were still alive.
王也跑掉了。
And the kings ran away as
well. 所以我们现在看回来四世纪第八章。
Let's turn to Judges 8.
现在第八章，我们直接来读一下。第四节
Judges 8 verse 4
第四节
4
基甸跟随他的三百人到约旦河过渡，虽然疲乏还是追赶。
Verse 4 Gideon and his 300 men exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit came to the Jordan and crossed it。
你看在这里他们这三百个人、啊、他们现在继续要追敌人了、啊。
These 300 men kept up the pursuit of the enemy.
他们是半夜的时候起来吹角这样子呐喊啊。
This was in the middle of the night that they had attacked.
那现在敌人跑掉了，他们现在要追啊。
Now the enemy had fled and they were still pursuing them.
那他们没有把敌人制服，他们不休息啊。
And even if the enemy were still alive, then they refused to give up.
其实神已经你看，让他们看到胜利。其实这个时候，人很容易就放松，就说啊，那已经敌人跑掉就算了嘛。
They could have given up. They said, "Oh, well, look, God already made us victorious. The enemy has run away, so that's it. Our job's done."
但是我们看到这个时候，基甸哈，他们得到神的同在以后，他们那个精神呢，我们一定要注意看。
But we can learn from Gideon and his men in their spirit and their attitude.
因为那个王如果还没有把他抓起来的话，他们还会再召集那个反击的，所以事情还没有结束啊。
Because the enemy king Ziba and Zalmunna were still alive, and they could always regroup and reattack.
所以我们说知道那个打仗，那个最终一定是对方的王臣服输了，或者是被杀了，才是可能结束了。
We know that the war ain't over until the enemy kings are quieted and silenced.
如果王还活着，那个对方一定会再报复反击。
If the enemy kings remain alive, then it's very easy for them to regroup and come back to fight us again.
其实基甸他们已经很疲乏了。
Gideon and his men were already exhausted.
可是他们还是要追啊。
But they still kept up the pursuit.
我们就看到说，最后这个胜利是给谁？给那个坚持到底的。
So the victory is given to those who persist to the end.
我们看到说。常常我们人呢、哦，耐力不够，就是我们没办法坚持到底。
Sometimes we don't have enough endurance.
就是其实是因为我们那个意志力不够坚定的。
And it's because we don't have enough willpower.
其实有时候我们今天要做一件事情做不来，是因为我们意志力不坚定。
Sometimes we cannot do what we want to because we don't have enough resolve.
或者是说我们有时候说我们没有时间，其实不是没有时间，是因为我们不想做。
Or we say we don't have enough time, but that may not be true. It may just be because we don't want to make time.
我们如果要做的话，一定会有时间呢。
Because if you want to make time, then you'll probably make time.
那个就是选择的问题而已啊。
It's all about choices.
那 现在他们基甸他们也可以说敌人跑掉了，他们休息。
Gideon could have given up here and said, "Okay, let's rest."
但是他们没有。
But he did not.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们相信神所给他们的胜利，一定是要王在他们的手上才算完成。
Because they realized the importance of capturing the enemy kings.
好，那他们在追的时候，他们现在疲乏怎么办？
So what to do when they became fatigued?
他们其实来到了约旦河对的另外一岸，是他们自己这个流便支派、加德支派他们的土地里了。
And when they came to the Jordan and crossed it, they were actually among their own tribe members.
第五节
，in verse 5，
基甸对苏哥人说
，and Gideon said to the men of Succoth，
这个苏哥是属于加德支派的。他们自己的同胞啊。
This is their own fellow tribesmen.
那现在疲乏了，说：“哎，求你们给我们饼哈，让我们吃哈，因为我们疲乏，让我们有东西吃，就有体力继续追敌人嘛。”
And he asked them for food to help sustain them to keep pursuing the enemy.
那特别跟他们说，我们现在追谁呢？我们在追他们这两个王啊。
And he said, "Well, we're trying to capture these two enemy kings."
好。那我们看到这个第六节，这苏哥人是怎么回答的
？What did the men of Succoth say？
他们的首领回答说：“西巴和撒木拿已经在你手里，你使我们将饼给你的军兵吗
？”They said, "Do you already have the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna in your possession？"
我们中文哈、哦、读到这里的时候，常常会搞不清楚到底在讲什么。
In Chinese, the translation may be unclear.
其实他的意思就是说，你要叫我们把饼给你吃、哦、是你那个两个王已经在你手里了吗？不然你怎么 要我们把这个饼给你吃呢？
In other words, you really want us to provide you with food and support when you still don't have the two kings in your hands?
就是意思是什么？就是说你现在那个两个王还跑掉，那我们现在在约旦河这边，那等一下那个王我没有帮助你，那这个王再回来的时候，不是就跟我们报复吗？我们接下去可能很惨。
In other words, if we help you now and you do not defeat these two enemy kings, won't they come and pay us back? We're on the wrong side of the Jordan here.
因为他们在约旦河东的哈，就直接面对敌人，所以如果像米甸人、亚蛮人、摩亚人要攻击以色列人的时候，一定先攻击流便跟加德支派嘛，跟马拿西半支派啊。
Because if they were on the east side of the Jordan, then of course the Midianites, Ammonites would attack them first.
他们讲这句话意思是说，我现在帮助你，那万一你如果没有得胜，那两个王现在回来跟我报复的时候，那我不就完蛋了？
So what are we going to do if we help you now and you don't succeed in capturing the kings, and then they come back to exact revenge?
所以他们根本没有办法肯定说。西甸他们这三百个人可以胜过那两个王，他们剩下还有一万五千人的军队。
And really, they could not understand how the 300 could possibly defeat an army of 15,000.
也就是说，其实这些敌人从他们境界逃走的时候，苏哥人这里皮努伊的人，他们都知道，他们都看到了。
And so when the enemy ran, the men of Succoth realized that.How many people were still left?
那现在基甸率领他这三百个人来追，后面来追，这三百个人有办法去打胜这个一万五千人
？And so the men of Succoth were calculating how can these 300 men defeat an army of 15,000.
所以他们第一个想到说，我现在如果帮助你，那等一下他们如果回来报复我，那我死定了。那所以他说。你如果有王在你的手上再说吧。
So then they answered Gideon, well, After you capture these two kings, then come see us.
好，那当然，这个基甸就很失望了。
So Gideon was very disappointed.
你看，今天如果我们很疲乏，然后跟我们自己的同龄说：“哈，拜托了，给我一杯水喝啊，给我一些东西吃啊。”他如果跟你讲这样的话，你会怎么想
？I imagine ourselves if we were so tired, we wanted some food and some drink, and our colleagues answered us in this fashion. How would we feel?
所以难怪。基甸会生气嘛
？So no wonder Gideon was angry.
所以基甸他很肯定说，我一定会把那个王放在我的手上，我回来一定要找你算账。
And Gideon said, "Well, I will indeed overcome Zeba and Zalmunna, and then I will come and discipline you.
这个时候我们就看到说，这个基甸他讲话的口气跟他对那个以法莲讲话就口气不一样了。
And here, the way Gideon responds to the people of Succoth is different than how he responded to Ephraimites.
这个时候基甸对这个苏哥人跟这个皮努伊的人讲的话就很严厉。
He was very austere and severe with the men of Succoth.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们根本就是在那边，就也不帮助，也不去拦阻敌军，现在自己的同胞也不去帮助他呢。
Because the men of Succoth did not join the battle, they did not fight, they wouldn't even help Gideon and his men.
好像这件事情跟他们没关系一样啊。
It's as if this had nothing to do with them.
这是以色列百姓，他们是十二支派里面的那个一份子啊。
The men of Succoth were one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们把自己好像看成说，那是你约旦河西边的事情，跟我没关系啊。
But they thought of this, well,This is has to do with you guys west of the Jordan, nothing to do with us.
他们好像不是这个国度里面的一份子一样。
It's almost like they wanted nothing to do with being a part of Israel.
我们看到这，因为这个在第八节说那个皮努伊勒的人，他们讲的话跟苏格人一样。
And when Gideon went to Peniel, they said the same thing.
所以那个基甸说，我一定会得胜回来。回来的时候，我一定要。让你们吃到苦头，就是说你们这样的行为是要被管教、刑罚的。
And he said to the men of Peniel and Succoth, "Well, when I return in triumph, you will receive your due retribution."
那这个就是让我们看到说，弟兄姐妹，我们今天对神的国度的事情，我们会不会觉得说这个不关我的事啊
？And so, this is an important lesson to us today. We must never say.That these affairs of the kingdom of God have nothing to do with us.
你看到教会里面有些人，他们在工作，在那边辛苦，我们会不会觉得说这个跟我无关？你这只是坐在旁边看。
When people in church are busy at work, do we just sit there observing and say, "Well, that's their job, nothing to do with me"?
然后还要这边讲风凉话。
And we'll just carry on with our business.
就是有时候，你看我们今天弟兄姐妹在传福音，在做圣工，你看今天如果我们觉得说我们是一份子的时候。这个事情我们一定要有份，我们一定可以得胜，我们可以尝到神应许的那个恩典的滋味。
And so when we see people hard at work for God, then we should have that desire to also be part of it, so that we can be part of the kingdom of God.
你看三个，这他们这三百个人哈、
哦。This 300 people.
他们对神的体验跟这些苏哥人呢、啊，或者是其他的这些以法莲人，或者是加德支派他们那些人。完全不一样。
Their experience in God was completely different from the men of Succoth and Peniel and the rest of the Gadites.
因为他们是凭眼睛看去数量说，人家对方有一万五千人，你们什么三，我们这边三百个，这个胜负已经定了，我们一定输了，那还有话讲吗？
Because they realized you know, they had nothing to say because there was just 300 people versus so many men.
所以连要帮助自己人的信心都没有。
The men of Succoth Peniel did not even want to help their own fellow tribes people.
但是其实三百个人，他们已经知道说，他们一定得胜的。
But those 300 knew that they were going to win.
因为他们是跟神同工。
Because they were working with God.
他们是被神所用的器皿。
They were an important instrument, a tool.
他们知道神会怎么样帮助他们。
And they knew that God would come to their aid.
所以今天呢，我们有参与神的工作，有做圣工的人哦。那个对神的体验才会深入的。
So today, if we are willing to participate in the work of God, then we will gain experience spiritually.
我们如果对神的工作都是旁观者在那边看的那个信心绝对不会成长。
On the other hand, if we're just observers watching the work of God go past us, then we will never grow spiritually.
有时候还会讲风凉话。
In fact, we might be discouraging to those working for God.
就会说做这个事有用吗？
So is this any use? You working so hard?
这样子有用，为什么就会讲的好多的意见呢？
Why do you have so many suggestions and opinions?
都是没有信心的话语。
But those suggestions and opinions are filled with no faith.
但是唯独那个跟神同工的，他就知道说神会怎么样成就工作，是超乎我们所想象的。
But those working for God will realize that God's power exceeds and surpasses our expectations.
而且要愿意完全听神的话才行的。
And we must obey the word of God completely.
这样一个道理在主耶稣的时代就曾经发生过的。
Because this happened during the time of Jesus.
我们记得在约翰福音第二章，主耶稣在迦那把水变成酒吗？
In John chapter 2, Jesus changed water into wine.
我们都知道主他全能啊，他真的是无话可说的。
We know Jesus is Almighty. There's nothing he can't do.
当人有需要的时候，你求他，他就帮助。
When people have a need and they ask Jesus, Jesus will help them.
主耶稣他虽然时候没有到，他妈妈跟他说，他们没酒，主耶稣就帮助啊。
Jesus' mother came to him and said, "Well, the wedding hosts are out of wine, and even though it wasn't Jesus' time, Jesus was willing to help."
那个玛利亚跟他那些仆人说，记住一件事情。他说什么你就做什么。
And the mother of Jesus told the servants, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it exactly."
好了，主耶稣说，就跟主仆人说，倒水，把那个水缸倒满。
And Jesus told the servants, "Well, pour the water."
我们看，现在看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
第七节
，verse 7.
第七节，耶稣对佣人说，把水，把缸倒满的水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Verse 7, Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," so they filled them to the brim.
第八节
8.
耶稣又说，好，现在可以舀出去，送给那个管筵席的，他们就送去了。
Then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet."
结果这个管筵席一尝，哦，这个好酒。
When the master of the banquet tasted, "Wow, this is good wine."
但是不知道是哪里来的。
But he had no clue where it came from.
只有舀水的佣人知道，管筵席的细嚼细喃来也没用。
Only those servants who had drawn the water knew.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到这里的时候，你想什么？
Now, what do we think of when we read this?
谁才知道那个酒是怎么来的？
Only the servants knew where the wine came from.
他这些仆人照主耶稣所说的话去做的人。
Because only these servants had followed the commandments of Jesus.
他没有疑问的。
They did not doubt Jesus' instructions.
主说舀出去，他们就舀出去了。
Jesus said, "Do this," and they did.
那个水在水缸里面真的是水啊。
This water they poured into the stone jars was just water.
但是听主的话，把它舀起来送出去，就变成酒啊。
But they obediently served the water, and by the time they served it, it was water.
所以你看，主耶稣说舀出去，他们照着去做，这个酒就出现。
And so when they drew out the water, it was really wine.
那这个仆人他们就知道这个酒是怎么来的。
And the servants knew where the wine came from.
所以只有跟主耶稣同工的人才会知道说这个能力是怎么出现的。
Only if we work with Jesus, follow his commandments to the letter, then we know where the power of God comes from and experience it.
就越来越有信心。
And then that increases our faith.
所以信心来自于他愿意听神的话。
And so faith comes from obedience to God.
就是愿意相信神的应许。
Faith comes from belief in his covenant.
那我们现在看这三百个人，他们所以那个其他人就在讲风凉话，他们没有不会因为这样被打击，他们继续追敌人。
These 300 people, they were exhausted, but they kept pursuing the enemy.
哇，这个时候你看他们要东西吃也没有东西吃，如果是我们的话，我们可能饿昏了就躺在那里了。
They went hungry. They had no sustenance. Perhaps we would just give up.
但是他们是怎么样能够继续追下去的
？But how did they continue their pursuit？
不是他们是超人呐、啊，他们也不是超人，他们是跟我们一样的人、啊。
It's not that they're superheroes; they're flesh and blood, just like you and me.
他们的能力其实是从神来的。
But their power came from God.
因为神曾经这样子应许过。
Because God promised them.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah 40.
当我们愿意依靠神的时候。
When we are willing to trust God,
这是主的应许。
This is the promise of God.
第四十章的第二十九节。
Isaiah 40 verse 20.
四十章二十九节，疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
Isaiah 40 verse 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
三十一节说：“但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。”
31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
他们事实上是就是从神得力量的，神应许给他们胜利，神就帮助他们有力量。
They gained strength from God because they were willing to follow the instructions of God.
其实他们已经疲乏了，肉体疲乏了，对不对？
Physically, they were weak.
现在那个同胞又这样子讲风凉话，又不给他们吃啊。
And their fellow tribesmen refused to help them.
他们没有停在那边，他们也没有被人家这个这样的话挫折了，他们继续追。
But they were not disheartened. They were not discouraged. They continued their pursuit.
他们这个能力是神加给他们的。
This strength and power could only have come from God.
追的时候发生什么事？
And so they finally caught up with the enemy.
我们现在看回来，《士师记》第八章。
Let's turn back to Judges 8.
第八章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Judges 8, verse 11.
基甸他们后来击杀了米甸的军兵，因为他们坦然无惧。
And so in verse 11, Gideon caught up with the unsuspecting army and then routed them.
那他们坦然无惧，其实我们这样子翻译中文会误解，其实是米甸人毫无戒备了，就是说米甸人他们是完全以为说他们逃到自己的家里去了，安全的，他们已经没有这个警戒，有敌人会来追了。
And so in verse 11, the Bible specifically says the Midianites were unsuspecting because they thought they had already escaped danger by fleeing back to their own country.
其实他们已经追的时候，他们已经跑到一个安全的地方去了。
They thought they were in safe ground.
他们想也没有想到说，这个基甸竟然会追来啊。
They did not think that Gideon would have pursued them this far.
当他们都毫无戒备的时候，你看这个时候神加力量给他的那个勇士们，结果就这样子轻而易举的把这两个王都把他抓起来。
And then, at this time, God gave them into the hands of Gideon.
然后之后他说，精散全军。
And they routed the entire army.
就是他们整个军队就溃散了。
Meaning the army was completely destroyed.
最后他们是胜利回来，手上就真的带着这两个王回来了。
And they successfully brought these two kings in captivity back.
这个就是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
也是人的坚持到底。
And this is how human beings completed the work.
我们今天如果能够相信神所说的话，
if we can believe and trust the word of God,
靠神得能力，
if we can rely on His power,
不会被其他人这样子的那个话语，而心里面遭受到这个所谓的创伤，或者是觉得很挫折，
if we refuse to be obstructed by the words of other people,
其实今天神如果赐给我们胜利，不管别人说什么，都一定得胜。
Because if God wants to give us the victory, it doesn't matter who is against us, we will overcome.
我们如果真的相信神的应许，我们一定在生活当中就非常有力，像如鹰展翅上腾。
And if we believe in the word of God and fulfill it, then we will indeed gain the victory.
如果神跟我们同在，还有人能不能把我们怎么样呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
我们看那个诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 56.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalms 56.
这是这个大卫的诗歌。
This is a psalm of David.
好，你看他所说的第十一节说。
Verse 11.
我倚靠主，必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Verse 11, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
那我们都能够对神有这样子非常坚定的信心。
May we all have this type of faith in our God.
那我们愿意对神的这个承诺能够坚持得住，我们信靠他的，最后都得胜。
So that we can all be victorious in our faith in God.
愿主来帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们现在就一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.